8th March, International Women's Day. You on stage, the first woman employee of Biocon. Can we have you on stage to share your voice?
Thanks, Dola, and again, happy Women's Day to everyone. I think today is a day to celebrate a lot of things that we have done right at Biocon. You know, when I started Biocon in 1978, there were very, very few women seen in the business space. I always pride myself in saying I perhaps was the first tech startup in the country. And why do I say that? Because I think, you know, IT came a little later than when I started Biocon. Because I remember Infosys is just a few years younger than Biocon. And so when I started, Biocon in 1978, I can tell you it was a very different India. India was a very, very basic country with very primitive infrastructure. I remember I didn't even have a phone, to even use, because that was how India was. We had very few landlines. And unfortunately, I couldn't afford one when I started. As I said, I think all women are risk takers. Once we believe in ourselves, once we, you know, get engaged, and that's why we said engage, enrich, and empower, I think you do need to engage. I think women need to engage with the economic mainstream. Women need to use their education to engage better. And women must, you know, gain that self-confidence by engaging more with people around them and people externally and internally. That's what that engagement will provide to all of you. And so I started engaging with all the stakeholders of whom I needed to make me successful. It was very difficult to get people to work for a woman because I was considered a huge risk in terms of job security. It was very difficult to get any access to capital because banks considered me a huge risk because I had no money to my name, you know. And I remember, it was so difficult to access any kind of debt financing because they said, what is this biotechnology that you're trying to start? We don't understand biotechnology. On top of that, you're a woman. On top of that, you're 25 years old. On top of that, you don't have money. How do you expect us to fund you? That was the kind of answers I used to get when I tried to set up Biocon. But I always believe that by engaging with people and really telling them what you want to do, you will find people who find it very interesting. You will find people saying, hey, this is something I must support. And that's what helped me. It was one brave banker who said, no, I like what you're doing. I'm going to support you. Come to my office tomorrow and I'll give you a debt, a credit line. Okay? Then, no one wanted to work for me. By the way, Pratima, my old, friend from many, many years whom I grew up with, said, listen, even I couldn't even find secretarial help. And Pratima gave up her teaching job and she said, Kiran, I'm going to help you. And then, I couldn't find anybody to work for me, so I found two retired tractor mechanics who said, come on, we'll help you get started. And then I got one of my father's managers in the brewery that he was working for. He said, actually, I'm ready to do something interesting. And maybe what you're doing is quite interesting and maybe I'll take a risk and try it out. And that was Mukherjee, if you remember. And then came many others after that. You know, then I got Tara who came and said, I knew her from, she was senior to me in college. She was doing her PhD, I was doing my BSc honours in Central College. And Tara had done very well, she had gone to Africa, she had been doing a quality control job there. And she came back and she wrote to me saying, is there a job that you can give me? I said, yeah, I need a lot of people, please come. Nirupa was the same. Again, a colleague from Bangalore University, I got her. Then there was Sri Kumar, Suryanarayan, many of you might remember Sri. Sri also was the same. He used to keep coming and discussing his IIT project with me. And one day when he came and said, Kiran, what university should I join in the US for a PhD? I said, why don't you do a real life PhD and join Biocom? That's what he did. So I think we started getting, you know, a lot of interesting people who are very interested in what we do. And slowly and surely we started building Biocom as a very exciting biotech company. And you know what is very interesting? I want all women to understand that we all have a unique opportunity to create a unique DNA for ourselves. You know, women have to really work that much harder to prove that they are capable. And by doing that, you differentiate yourself and you create your own identity. And I think that's what also makes you very strong and gains that self-confidence. So I would say to every woman, don't keep saying that, oh, you know, it's very tough being a woman. Oh, how will I succeed and how will I do this and how will I do that? You have a great opportunity. You can stand out. You can differentiate. And once people know how good you are, this huge word respect will be in capital letters. Okay? So I want all of you to understand that it's about self-belief, self-confidence, and building credibility. That's what woman power is about. Because yes, the world hasn't been equitable for women. The world hasn't been fair to women. They've taken women for granted. But now the time is very different. I do believe that the world has taken note of the fact that women are extremely important to create a better world. If you don't have empowered women, you cannot create a better world. And we all have heard so many things about the fact that, you know, when you educate a man, you educate an individual. When you educate a woman, you educate a family. The same thing goes for, you know, when a man earns money, it's not necessarily spent well on the family. But when a woman earns money, she spends it very well on the entire family. And women basically have been taught to be selfless. Women basically have taught to be very sensitive and humanitarian in everything they do. Because that's what's in our DNA. You know, we are nurturers, we are carers, and we are caregivers. And that's a wonderful trait. And the world needs a mix of these traits to succeed. Men are very strong, they are very determined, and they are very, very confident. Women bring in wonderful traits of being sensitive, caring, and can be very, very strong. So this combination of attributes that we call androgynous attributes are extremely important for everyone. I think a man needs to have these sensitive attributes and humanitarian attributes and caring attributes just as much as women need to be strong and determined and decisive. So I really want every one of us to know that what we really need to build in the world today is a society with very equitable and androgynous traits and values. That's what it's all about. When I started Biocom, one of my driving ambitions and missions was that I want to create a company where women want to come and work, where women scientists find an opportunity to work, and where there is gender equality in everything that we consider. And I'm very glad that, you know, when I look back on these 40 years, we have stuck to those tenets. You know, I do believe today many, many women want to aspire to work for Biocom. And women who work here definitely find that there is no gender bias. Yeah? Management certainly supports gender equality. And I also believe that we give equal opportunities for men and women to succeed and to grow and to rise in the organization. Today, more than ever, we are putting a lot of focus on building leadership amongst women. Because I feel, again, I think there is a little bit of diffidence when it comes to a lot of women in being decisive and determined. I mean, you all have to be that way. You all have to be determined. You all have to be decisive. And we are willing to invest in you to build those qualities which will make you succeed. So I think that's a big focus we are putting on. I'm delighted that we've taken this big decision of appointing a wonderfully accomplished and very well respected business leader in Christian been here for only 5 or 6 working days, but everyone who has met her has said, what a great choice. And I know that all the men who are going to be her team members have the utmost respect for them, for her. So that's what it's all about. And then we have our women leaders of yesteryears for you today. And although I know that you said I'm going to keep it a suspense, I think once they walked in, everyone knew who they were. Because these were very kick-ass women. Okay, they were determined women. Good stuff. I mean, Nirupa used to head manufacturing, used to head HR, and Tara was a no-nonsense quality head. And people were scared of Tara because she would not allow anything to go wrong. Those are the kind of women leaders we've had in the past, and we will continue to have them. I think we have Seema here, we have Pratima here, we have Kala here, we have Dola here, and many, many more. And I want to see many of you, you know, rising to that leadership role. So, Raji is here, another very kick-ass woman. I know Girija is also one of them. So, I think we just have plenty of them. And I think all of you have to be inspired by these very tough women. And I want to say that at Biocon, we must just celebrate both men and women in Biocon, because I think this is a community which has mutual respect, and where men are actually, you know, encouraging women to play these leadership roles. And as I said, you know, this morning I basically tweeted, I said, let's, you know, salute everyone in the world who is playing a role to obliterate gender bias in society. So, all the best, happy Women's Day, and let's keep this, the women power going by increasing the population of women at Biocon. Thank you.